ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, The History of the Life of Ajami, text number 18 this morning. Vayaschitani,
Vayaschitani,
Chirnani,
Chirnani,
Narayana,
Narayana,
Puranmukham,
Puranmukham,
Na,
Na,
Nishpunanti,
Nishpunanti,
Rajendra,
Rajendra,
Sura,
Sura,
Kumbham,
Kumbham,
Vivapagaha,
Vivapagaha.
Rayaschitani Chirnani,
Rayaschitani Chirnani,
Narayana Puranmukham,
Narayana,
Na nishpunanti Rajendra,
Na nishpunanti Rajendra,
Sura kumbha iva paga,
Sura kumbha iva paga,
Vayas chittani chirnani,
Vayas chittani chirnani,
Narayana paramukam,
Narayana paramukam,
Na nishpunanti Rajendra,
Na nishpunanti Rajendra,
Sura kumbham iva paga,
Sura kumbham iva paga.
Sorry. You want to do it one more time? Prayaschitani chirnani,
Prayaschitani chirnani,
Narayana paranmukham,
Narayana paranmukham,
Nishpunanti Rajendra,
Nishpunanti Rajendra,
Sura kumbham iva paga,
Sura kumbham iva paga, Vayaschitani chirnani,
Vayaschitani chirnani,
Narayana paranmukham,
Nishpunanti Rajendra, Nishpunanti Rajendra,
Sura kumbham iva paga,
Sura kumbham iva paga. Prayaschittani,
Prayaschittani,
processes of atonement,
processes of atonement,
Chirnani,
Chirnani,
very nicely performed,
very nicely performed,
Narayana,
Narayana,
Puranmukham,
Puranmukham,
Anandavoti,
Anandavoti,
Na, Nishpunanti,
Nishpunanti,
cannot purify,
cannot purify,
Rajendra,
Rajendra,
O King,
O King,
Sura,
Sura,
Kumbham,
Kumbham,
a pot containing liquor,
a pot containing liquor,
Iva,
Iva,
like,
Apa,
Apa,
Gaha,
the waters of the rivers,
the waters of the rivers.
Translation: my dear King, as a pot containing liquor cannot be purified, even if washed in the waters of many rivers, non-devotees cannot be purified by processes of atonement, even if they perform them very well. Srila Prabhupada's purport. To take advantage of the method of atonement, one must be at least somewhat devoted. Otherwise, there is no chance of one's being purified. It is clear from this verse that even those who take advantage of karma kanda and jnana kanda but are not at least slightly devoted cannot be purified simply by following these other paths. The word prayaschittani is plural in number, to indicate both karma kanda and jnana kanda. Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, karma kanda, jnana kanda, kevala ishara bandha. Thus, Narottama Das Thakur compares the paths of karmakanda and jnanakanda to pots of poison. Liquor and poison are in the same category. According to this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, a person who has heard a good deal about the path of devotional service, but who is not attached to it, who's not Krishna conscious, is like a pot of liquor. Such a person cannot be purified without at least a slight touch of devotional service. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrstaya Bhutale Smatya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namani Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharani Vishesha Sunyavari Pacharani Sitarani Omagyanam timaram dasya gananjana shalakaya chaksu umritam jenam tasma sunikaradayana Panjakalpat yubhyascha krupa sindubi evu chakritanam bhavnevyam vaishnavevyam namonam namaha. Rayaschitani Chirnani Narayana Paran Mukham. So these are now talking about people who are Narayana Paran Mukham, who are adverse, on Mukham, turning away from Narayana, and to serve at Narayana Para, devotion to Narayana. You see, there's a last verse, Narayana Parayana, previous verse, Vasudeva Parayana, this phrase is there, talking about those people who are devoted to Narayana, or devoted to Vasudeva, because Kichit Kivalaya Bhaktya Vasudeva Prayana Akamdu Vandi Kalsinina Nihara Iva Bhaskarava. Kichit, there are some. Kivalaya Bhaktya by Kivala Bhakta. Exclusive devotional service, unalloyed devotional service. Vasudeva Prayana. Parayana means completely attached. And then Prabhupada has in parentheses, only to such service without dependence on austerity, penance, cultivation, knowledge, or pious activities. This is exclusive. So for those people, their sins are agham, their sins are destroyed, kurvanti, karthnyena, which means totally. And then the example there is niyaha. Niharam Iva Bhaskaraha, like the sun dissipates the fog. So when there's fog in the early morning, but when the sun's just beginning of the sun rays hit it, the fog dissipates, doesn't come back. So this example, the other example was of fire, when it's talking about looking at the previous verses to that one as describing the path of jnana, kanda, tapasya, brahmachari, nasane, vichata, manacha. It says this destroys agham, venu gulmam ivarnala, like a fire going through a bamboo grove, burns up all the little creepers or sprouts. But the implication is those grow again. The implication is once the sun burns off the fog, it doesn't come back. So completely. Those are these examples here, like bamboo shoots, like the sun and the fog, and now, like, so these people who have no attachment to Narayan, or no devotion at all to Narayan, Narayana Paramukha, just the opposite of the Narayana Parayana, they cannot be purified. Na nishpunamti. Even though they perform all kinds of prayas chittani very nicely, so you do everything else, and there's no devotion, not even a little devotion, then it doesn't work. And so the example is a pot containing liquor cannot be purified. It is considered that once a pot has held alcohol, beverages, it's finished. You just got to throw it away. It can't be cleaned and used for another purpose. It's done for. This is it's just so impure now that it's finished. There's no recycling. Jack Daniel bottles, who carry drinking water or anything. This is done for. So either you, that's it. Well, you know, these people in this context, they understand that the pot is not liquor. Doesn't matter how many times you wash it, it'll never become suci. It's just completely contaminated. There's even directions of how wood becomes impure, it's purified by sanding. If metal becomes impure, you can utensils, polish liquor. Sand or dirt. So there's all kinds of things, but here, this doesn't work. Irredeemable. So, so Prabhupada says here that he says all processes of atonement. So this is discussing the two things that have been already mentioned. The first one that was rejected was first thing that was rejected was this karma kanda. And then at first he, after talking about this process of tapasya brahmacharya samanachara. This path of austerity and renunciation, which you can read either as Jnanakanda, or you can also see it as elements of bhakti. But that won't purify you unless the bhakti is there. And that's what becomes clear. Here, so that... when it's talking about this, the power of bhakti, this will all culminate in the story of Ajamila that's coming up. Because in the purport to text 15, there's a whole discussion that he quotes about Jiva Goswami about, I'm sure, Digimoni got into that. Did he? Mm-hmm. Huh? What?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. There's two kinds of devotional service. Santata, that's incessant with faith and love, perpetual. And kadachi, kadachi means off and on again, sometimes. flickering exactly, not steady and unobstructed. Of course, our goal is what we're supposed to, what we're supposed to be, is total concentration on Krishna without any deviation all the time. We're supposed to be absorbed in Krishna 24 hours a day. Can that be done? That's the Ducati. You do that. Don't you have to think about the things? And the answer is actually no. You don't have to stop thinking about Krishna. That, and the example that is given by Rupa Goswami, I believe, is that of a married woman who has a lover. She's completely in love with this guy. And of course, she has to go about her ordinary life and keep it all a secret. But so she goes about her ordinary life. She does her regular household tasks. Prabhupada apologizes for the example. He says it's a crude example. She does her ordinary household tasks. And in fact, kind of to cover up, she does it even better than usual. You know, she feeds the kids and she takes care of everything and she does all this stuff. But her mind is constantly, even in the midst of doing all these other things, on her secret lover. So it's that way when somebody's actually in love, you know, they're just, the mind just goes there all the time, stays there. So when there's actually love for Krishna, this kind of absorption is possible, and one is just always conscious of Krishna, even though we're doing so many other things. So it is actually possible. Not possible if that love isn't extremely deep, then it'll be this kadachit, sometimes thinking of Krishna, but sometimes distracted. This kadachit ki has three categories. So the satata, the main thing is there's actual attachment for Krishna. There's actually attachment. Two kinds, either it's slight or sometimes it's completely spontaneous. But the intermittent devotional service, Ragavasa Mayi, one's almost attached. Ragavasa Shunya Swarupa Bhuta. There's no spontaneous love, but one likes that position. And Avasa Rupa, which is described here as a slight glimpse of devotional service. So here the word Avasa is being used. In every case, Ragavasa. And Avasa Rupa. Rupa. So then Prabhupada says, as far as atonement goes, if even there's this abhasa rupa, a slight glimpse, not just an abhasa, but of devotional service, all needs to undergo prayaschitta atonement are superseded. Therefore, atonement is certainly unnecessary when one has achieved spontaneous love, and above that attachment with love, which are signs of increasing advancement in kadachit ki. Even in the stage of abhasa rupa bhakti, all the reactions of sinful lives are uprooted and vanquished. Srila Jiva Goswami expresses the opinion that the word karchnena, that is, that these sins are removed completely without even a chance of coming back. That even if one has a desire to to commit sinful actions. The roots of that desire are vanquished merely by this abhasa rupa bhakti. And then he says the example of the sun is most appropriate because he's talking about the abhasa feature of bhakti as compared to twilight. So it's like namabhasa also. So the same example is like the rising sun that this is namabhasa. Not the pure name, but just a slight glimpse of the holy name. Destroys all one's past karma. Just as that early morning sunlight, the dawning twilight, makes the forest safe. Wild animals and robbers and ghosts and everything go away. So we're not talking here about an extremely advanced stage of devotional service. So Prabhupada says, if one has even a slight relationship with devotional service, all the fog of his sinful life is immediately vanquished. So there has to be, then the next two verses emphasize this point, text 16, if a sinful person engages in the service of a bona fide devotee of the Lord, tat purusha niseva, and thus learns how to dedicate his life unto the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishnarpita pranas, he can be completely purified. One cannot be purified merely by undergoing tapa adibhihi. Tapasya brahmacharya. So referring to that same verse, that by itself won't do it. And then he says the path follow the text 17. This path, which is followed by pure devotees who sushila, well behaved, the sadhavas, sadhus, saintly persons, narayana parayana, which Prabhupada glosses as those who have taken the path of Narayana, devotional service, as their life and soul. That path, Panta, Akuta Bhayava, without fear. Akuta Bhayava, there's no fear of falling away or falling down into hell. So now he says, this is where it says that those who have no even a tinge of devotional service, then they can be so expert at all these other things and they'll not become purified. So he quotes, he decides this Narottama Das Thakur, comparing the paths of karma kanda and jnana kanda like poison, kevala vishyara bhana. It's like poison. So he says liquor and poison are in the same category. As they say, what's your poison? When people are serving drinks in America, if somebody comes to the bar and he wants some alcohol, the guy will say, what's your poison? Because it's poison. I remember in some biology class, they showed us some on a microscope, a little cell blown up, a living cell. They put one drop of alcohol on it, like drinking alcohol, and the cell instantly dead. But it is poison. It's actually poison. It's small. Usually, a poison in a small dose is an intoxicant. You take a big dose, you die. Huh? They're poisons. So it's the same. So there has to be some care for or attraction for the service of the Lord. And so that's what the whole Ajamiya story will come to talk about. So you may say, or how do you demonstrate that attachment? How is it there, even in some people who are in the very beginning? At least for our practical purposes, we see that even though a person may not be very advanced, but if they persist with some diligence in the path of Krishna consciousness, then you can see that there's some attraction. They are interested in devotional service. They don't give up on it. They don't go away. They don't say it doesn't work. They're not really Narayana Paramukam, even though not advanced. But one has to be increasing Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said that one should not only chant 16 rounds a day, but innumerable rounds off the beats. 16 rounds on the beats and innumerable rounds off the beats. So that really means that we should try to do this, is always be chanting Hare Krishna. You know, when we're not chanting rounds, we're chanting Hare Krishna, either, you know, in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, or just in the mind. That's the really nice thing. How can I always remember Krishna? Well, you always chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And so it's this way. If we try to do this all the time, it sinks in. It sinks in. When we chant our rounds, we want to chant that without doing anything else. We really concentrate the attention. But when you're driving a car, if one tries to chant one's rounds while driving a car, that's inattentiveness while chanting. But while driving a car, one is also supposed to be chanting a Hare Krishna mantra. So this should be what's always going on. And gradually the absorption in Krishna increases. At a certain point, then you think, well, if I get more and more absorbed in Krishna, how, you know, I have to watch out in the world. But then Krishna watches out for you. Because, as Prabhupada says, Krishna takes charge of the senses of the devotee. What does that mean? Krishna takes charge of the senses of the devotee. That means that I am not really, if my body is the car, I'm not in the driver's seat anymore. Krishna's taking charge. So I can go through the world, and Krishna, if I'm chanting a holy name and I'm not watching where I'm going, because Krishna will take care of it, he'll guide my feet. If I need to see something, he'll make my eyes look there. If I need not to see something, he'll make my eyes look the other way. He'll direct me to what I should notice and what I shouldn't notice. So everything I see, I'll see what Krishna wants me to see. And therefore, we notice this with Prabhupada, how sharp, how fast, you know, his mind worked, and how quickly he noticed things. And he had like the shortest reaction time of of anyone I had ever seen. There's this famous story where they were installing deities in Londonderry Place. Prabhupada was sitting on a vyasasana, and they were setting up the altar behind the curtain. Prabhupada suddenly jumped off the vyasasana, ran to the altar behind the curtains, and the deities were about to topple off of some stand they had. And somehow or other, he sensed it before anyone else and got there first. Now how can you do that? Because he's preternaturally alert. And that's what happens when Krishna takes control of the senses. That what you notice and what you don't notice, and what you pick up on, so subtle cues of what people are saying or thinking become quite visible. And this is akuto bhayam, and the sense of always remembering Krishna, it is that you always know that Krishna's there, here. Krishna's right here. So if Krishna's right here, you're always safe. It's not a question of theoretically believing that Krishna's here, so that theoretically I'm safe. There's the feeling of the protection of Krishna. And so a devotee becomes free from all fears and anxieties in this way, and sees that everything is happening by the will of Krishna. And so the point of all this is, not to walk around the world with some kind of umbrella all the time, or that I'm using Krishna for my service, but I'm using Krishna to serve me, to do these things for me, but rather that one, this is what it means to be Krishna conscious. What does it say to be Krishna conscious? It doesn't exactly mean that I think of Krishna and I don't think of anything else, because Krishna includes everything. So I actually become more alert to everything that's going on, but I see it the way it really is. Prabhupada was once asked, does the spiritual master know everything? And Prabhupada said, the spiritual master knows what Krishna wants him to know. So that's also having Krishna take charge of the senses of the devotees. Krishna takes charge of the mind, so what a devotee knows is exactly what Krishna wants him to know. So this is always dependent upon Krishna. You know what the word depend means? Literally? Hang on. And we have these English words, suspend, depend, pendant, means something that hangs. Depend means to hang on. Right? A pendant is like a necklace or something, and something hangs on it, a pendant. But depend on Krishna. So one is supposed to come to this point. That means there has to be trust. Because if you depend upon somebody, you have to trust them. And if somebody says, you give me your money and I'll take care of it for you, and you give them the money, and so you depend upon them. Now what happens with your money depends upon what this person does. And they mess up, then you say, oh, well, I can't trust this person. And pretty soon, if this keeps happening, you don't trust anybody. So, when it comes to Krishna, you can trust. Hey, you can trust completely. Also, sometimes you depend on somebody that's, they're not trying to cheat you or anything, they're just not that capable. But when it comes to Krishna, he's fully capable, he has all power. Sometimes, you know, people take shelter of somebody politically stronger, and if that person gets defeated by somebody stronger than him, then also you have to be careful. But when it comes to Krishna, who's stronger? Right? No problem. So one has to understand when one is dealing with Krishna, this is just not one person among many. This is the person who is the foundation of Brahman. How does it go, that verse? Ramano Pratishtaham. I am the Pratishta of Brahman. And Brahman is basically the substance of reality. So he's the foundation of reality. He's not just existence, but the source of existence for everything. That's who Krishna is. So there's no one else like that. That's the only one. So if one begins to become devoted to Krishna, then that everything that is else is done. Everything that else needs to be done in ways of atonement will take place. Will be included. So this is outrageous statements like Kunti Devi, aho bhata swapato gariyan. How gariyan, how glorious is that swapacha? She's saying a swapacha? Swapacha means one who cooks dogs. That swapacha is good. Is Gariyan, very glorious. Yajiva Grevartate Namatubya, who always has your name on his tongue. Jiva Agre on the tip of his tongue. So he's a dog eater. Let's say born in a family of dog eaters. Like in America, we eat hot dogs. And in other parts of the world, they eat dogs.
One house, one guy, and two dogs.
Huh?
One guy, one house, and two dogs.
What? One house, two dogs? But see, in America, we don't eat our dogs, usually. But in some countries, they eat their dogs.
Yeah?
Yeah. They eat dogs.
Whose country?
China.
China?
Philippines, yeah.
Oh, yes.
When I was a child, I lived in China. Taiwan, not the mainland, but in Taiwan. And they told us when we walked there that you should guard your dogs and cats. Because if you let your dog go out, they'll end up in a restaurant. So they actually eat them and swap a child. And you could go, you could see these restaurants, you could see the dog restaurants. It's very good for your health. It cures many diseases. Yeah. So somebody who's born, so they must know about some dog eaters in India, because here they mention swapacha. So Swadhyaya, the dog eaters. Not outside of Vedic culture, huh? Anyone who eats dog. Of course, Vishwamitra Muni once ate a dog, too. He did. Because in an emergency, nothing else to eat. But how glorious is that dog eater? Because if you're a dog eater, you're born in a dog eating family, that means many sins are there in the past life. It's a sinful birth, huh? But she said that dog eater who's always chanting Hare Krishna, Te pus tapaste juhuru shashnur arya brahmanachur nama grinam tikite. That person must have performed all sacrifices, all austerities and penances, Te pus tapaste juhuru. You know, you have done all the fire sacrifices. Shasnur, bathed in all the sacred rivers. Arya has all the good qualities of the Aryas, so noble people, Arya. Brahmanachur, and have studied all the Vedas. Just as that chanting is there. Devahuti says this to Kapila. In the previous verse, he says that a dog eater, Swa-Ajya, becomes Shavanaya Kalpate, qualified to perform Soma Yajna, who is chanting, who is remembering Krishna. So there's so many verses like that about the power of bhakti, that if it's there. This is what Bhagavatam is teaching. So here we see, and then we'll get this whole story about Ajamila, who is so sinful. Just a little Nam Abhasa. Here we're talking about Bhakti Abhasa, now it's Nam Abhasa. Okay, any questions, comments?
The people this verse is talking about is people that know about the Narayana, but they have rejected it, right? Because
I don't think you can reject him. Yeah, it seems like Puran Mukha has the idea of like turning your face away from him, you know.
So they've heard it.
Yeah, even Prabhupada said once that there's no harm in being a Mayavadi if you haven't heard about Krishna. So those people, so there are people, they've heard about Narayan, they know about Narayan, still they don't care for him. These are obviously in the context of followers of the Vedas, because Parayaschitani, Chiranani, they're like really good at austerity. They sit there with the fires around them, you know.
What is the motivation? Like, where?
To become God. Or to be elevated to the heavenly planets. Yeah. In either case, there's a motivation. Yeah. There's a strong motivation to get mystic powers. Look at the austerities of Hiranyakashipu. I mean, he was devoted to Brahma. So people did these things because they gained something. Now it looks crazy because people don't see the gain. But if somebody, you know, is working an 80-hour week, you know, as a stockbroker, everybody understands. That's also austerity in a different kind. No, so that's what their motive is like. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.